be what the objective of the shir is. In the long run, we'll try to explain a pasuk in the Torah. Pasuk is Vi'ata kisu lochem es hashir hazos v'lamdos b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyam. So that pasuk is referring to the mitzvah ksivah sefer Torah. And the question is, why does the Torah use the term Shira? Shira Zos. So the Rambam says it's a kolam a kisul from Torah sheyesh bo Shira. If he shein kosmos the Torah parshas parshas. All right, fine. It explains a lot. Well, you know why you have to write the whole Torah. But why does the Torah use that expression? Why doesn't it say kisul from the Torah Zos? Okay. We'll get back to that. The sugi we're doing is on Megillah Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis. In Parson Al Shema, in Ovrim Lefnei Ateva, in Karim Batara, is Pachas Me'asara. That's the Mishnah. Now, what exactly does Parson Al Shema mean? The Rambam says what it means is, and this is the simplest pshat, this is the pshat of the Gdonim. V'chein lo yeh echad mevarech birkas Shema. Birchas Shema v'hakol shumim v'onin acharav amen ela ba'asara v'zeo anikra paris ha'shema. Okay, so the Rambam says it means you shouldn't have one person get up and say, that's the way the Gaon used to do it. One person would get up and he'd say Kaddish and Baruch Hu and he'd say the brachas. Say the brachas out loud and everybody would answer amen after. Later the Rambam tells you a little more in Perek Tes the details. He says, "The Maskel Perek Tes Alachal. Maskel Parsa Shema Bekol Rom Lehein Onin Amen Amen Achar Kol Bracha Bracha. Vayadeh Levarich Lelikras Imo Kari Achim Levarich Gal Yisrael." Okay. So, according to the Rambam, was a totally different surah of the Birchas Krishma than we have as Manazeh. But there will be one person that would say the entire all the brachas. So the Ravid says, "Eina omele yotze." So it wasn't Rambam say that he says all these brachas. He should only say the first bracha. Bishvil kedusha shabbat. V'zel pares. Come up with frosa pesach. Chen pares hashma. V'hi achas me'ashtayim shalachonel. It means the first bracha. So the Ravid is really puzzled by the Rambam's method because the Rambam had them say the entire brachas. He says, what do you need it for? The only thing you have to say is the first bracha. Because the first bracha has Kedusha. And Kedusha is the halacha of Tzibur. It's the halacha of Paras HaShema. But the other brachas Kedusha, what shaykhs do they have to Davar Shebikdusha? In other words, the Ravid's question is simple. That the only time you have this institution of Paras HaShema is where you have Davar Shebikdusha. And Davar Shebikdusha is the first bracha has Davar Shebikdusha. The other brachas don't have Davar Shebikdusha. Okay. That's the first question. The next point we took was the Gemara and Brachas Afkach Aleph. Gemara says, Chavira Mashmol. Hispal when it was basic necessary most tzibur shem hispalim. And I'm sorry, chafal on base. Amar avun, anechnas the basic necessary in motza tzibur shem hispal. Im yachol ha'asul l'gmarshti l'giyah shatzul modin hispal. Im lava hispal. If the man can be hispal for modin, he's fine. If not, he should wait. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, in Yachal Haskel Ligma Achille Yishaf Lekedusha Yispal, in Lav Al Yispal. So Yeshua ben Levi says that it goes by Kedusha, right? Okay. So the Gemara asks, "B'mai Kemifugu?" What's the machlokes? So the Gemara says, "Amar Sofar Yachal Omer Kedusha." Amar Sofar in Yachal Omer Kedusha. One person holds that Yachal can say Kedusha. Person can stand by himself and say, Kaddish, 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 Hashem, Svatas, Malacha, as well. Omar Sava, ain't Yachad Amakadishka. Yachad can't say Kaddish. Now Rashi explains, what does it mean? Rashi didn't want to accept that a yachid should be able to say kedusha just by himself. Rashi sounded too wild. So Rashi corrected him. He said like this, yachid ha-mespal im ha-tzibor omer kodesh hilkach im lo goma ad shelo yagi ha-shach le-kodesh leslam bar. Alright? So it means that the tzibor is being mespalel, he comes in late. They're being mespalel already. Let's say, for instance, it's even by, it can be according to Rashi, it doesn't matter, it can be even by Chazar Shashatz. Which means he comes in, there's little, no thing has to be concerned about his mother. He doesn't have to worry, he has to be concerned about mother. So Rashi says, modem is a problem, why? Because modem, he can't be mispal, and he's not Korea, and everybody else is Korea. So it would appear as if he's refusing to be Korea. So that's why he has to be worried about modem. But Kedusha is no problem. Why? Because by Kedusha, all he has to do is say Kedusha himself. Question is, what kind of a halach is this? A yochad maspal matzib al makadosh kadosh. I mean, you can say kedusha, even though there's no interaction between him and the tzibur. What kind of a thing is this? What kind of a tzibur is this? I mean, there's no relationship between him and the tzibur. Okay, so how did Rashi correct the situation? How did Rashi remove the problem of yochad makadosh? Now that was the second point. Now we have a Tesis in Brach. Tesis Abdallah on the base. Tesis says, Amar B'yechon Ezel ben Alam Abba. Who? Zasam of who was who? Alright? So now Tesis says like this. Tesis says, Vim ken yesh nizor shlo l'saper ben ge'ula da'arvis l'shman asper. So a person should be careful not to speak between Golis Rosh Kavar Maisho Lahad and Shman Asper. Umiyu b'sei the Rav Amram Pirush Mashanu Omrim Kaddish Ben Geula Tfilas Arvis. The reason why we say Kaddish between Shema Yisrael Ad and Shema Esrei Lash Me'inin to teach us the Lo Bo'inin Mismach Geula De Arvis La Tfila Shema Tfilas Arvis Rishus to teach us that there's no Smichas Geula Tfila. They said the Lo Nehira. In Cain, Rabbi Yechon is still in the Zahra Sehova. The Plukti, the Rav Rabbi Yechon, of Rabbi Yechon. So Rabbi Yechon is still in the Zahra Sehova, so that's the case, so we have to be sent up. We have to pass Rabbi Yechon. V'nochal ha'achmi l'nizor m'l'saper b'itayim. Alright? Okay, that takes a lot of fun. Now, the thing is like this, that the question is, what does Rav Amram Goyen mean? If he means that, Rav Amram Goyen means, I mean, the plain shot is that the reason why they introduced Kaddish is to teach you don't have to be son of the Lula Tila. What does it mean to show you that you don't have to be son of the Lula Tila? One problem is why it's important that we know that, but that's a separate problem. But I want to understand how he makes the deduction that the purpose is didactic. Why don't we say simply, if there's no smichas gula tefila balayla, right? So that's the proper place for Kaddish. Because Kaddish should be before Shemon Esrei. If there's smichas gula tefila, so the Kaddish is moved up to before Baruchel. But if there is no smichas gula tefila, so then the Kaddish should be right before Shemon Esrei, since there's no smichas gula tefila, like by Mencha. When do you say Kaddish Mencha? You don't say before Asher, you say it after. Because there's no halach of smichas Asher l'shma Asher. So therefore you say the Kaddish right before the tefillah. So what does the Rambam Goyen mean? When he says that they wanted to show you there's no smichas gula tefillah. I mean, simply not to show you, since there is no smichas gula tefillah, so the Kaddish belongs right over there. That's where it's supposed to be. Okay? Second thing we want to understand was Taisus' position is what? Taisa's position is that you need smichas b'ulatzibah. If that's the case, so then why? And you should be careful not to speak. The Rambam says you don't have to worry. You can talk between Hashem Ma'aser Olad and Hashem Ma'aser. But Taisa says you can't. Why? Because you need smichas b'ulatzibah. What does it do with the kaddish? The kaddish is masik. Hashki Vayner, the Gemara asks, the Gemara says Gula Rechtri. But Kaddish is a separate thing altogether. Now, let's see how Rashi learns the Sugya of in person al Shema. Rashi learns in person al Shema. So Rashi says, Minyan Abola Besek Nesses Lacha Shakar at Sigur Shema, Omeid Echad Vomer Kaddish, Ubarchu, Ubracha Rishon Shabakriya Shema. So Rashi says, what it means is that they came to the Beis HaKnesses late, and one of them gets up and says, Kaddish Baruch Hu and Baruch Hu Rishana, Shabbat Kriya Shema. The plain shot in Rashi on the Mishnah is Minyan Abola Beis HaKnesses Lacha Shakar Atzibar Shema Omeid Echad V'Omer Kaddish Baruch Hu Baruch Hu Rishana Shabbat Kriya Shema. The plain shot is, I mean, what's the chiddush of him? Minyan comes, of course, they have another minyan. What's the problem? What's the problem? The Ron learns, explains Rashi a little differently. But the plain shot in Rashi's lashon, you must say, means that they come to shul and they say, the minyan say, they have a minyan, but the tzibur is in the process of being mispalerated. Ba'acha shakar tzibur as shema. Rashi says. So the tzibur is in the process. So they want to daven Shemayin Esrei with the tzibur. So one of them gets up and says Kaddish, Baruch Hu, the first bracha of Kriya Shema, and then they go right into, then they say Shemayin Esrei. Then they say Shemayin Esrei. According to Rashi, if that's the case, so what you're doing is you're going to miss Smichas Gula Tefillah. You miss Smichas Gula Tefillah. So they'll have to go back later and say Kriya Shema with the brachas. And that's the plain shot in Rashi. According to Rashi, yeah, it's a good question. According to Rashi, why did the Mishnah just say Ein Omrim Kaddish Baruch Hu U'Kiddusha B'li Asar? Why does that have such a case where people came late of in person al Shema? That's a good question. The answer is that it wants to show you that the way the plain shot in Rashi is, it wants to show you that you don't have to worry. This is what you should do. Since this is the answer of Dovshim, this is what you should do. And it's a separate process. It's a separate process that you just go straight into Shemon Esrei after that. Just do this and then say Shemon Esrei right away. That's what the mission is. But of course you have to understand, I mean, what's the... What kind of halacha that is. But obviously that's the fact that they want to show you according to the plan of Shad and Rashi. The Ran learns a different, has a different Pirush Rashi. Pirush Rashi Zal, Kigon Shehoyu Kan Asar B'nei Adam Shehispalu Kol Echad B'fnei Atzmo B'yachid. See? Minyan, so it says Minyan, according to Milan, is Minyan Abola Beis HaKnesses means that they were already Mispalu B'yachid. V'lo Shomu, Lo Kaddish, V'lo Kedusha. Hare echad mehem omeid u'mespalel b'kaddish u'borchu u'maschil b'yotzer v'nei kedusha shabbat. Alright, so he learns what does it mean? It means minyan abola beis haknesses lacha shakara tzibwa shema. According to him, it means the minyan was already mespal. Minyan shekvar spalu. He learns. Minyan was mespal already, and they came to the beis haknesses. And the tzibur, so why does Rashi say lacha shakaru? It means lacha shakaru tzibur shema means that they couldn't hear kaddish baruch hu and kedusha from the shatz. So therefore, what they do is they have one person gets up, and he says kaddish and baruch hu in the first bracha of yitzchak. That's the law. According to Rashi, the question is, why? What gives you a right to say the first bracha of yitzchak? They already said the first bracha. What gives you a right to say the first bracha of Yetzirah again? You understand, say Kadosh and Baruch Hu. Well, what right do you have to say the first bracha of Yetzirah? They said already gave you the first bracha. Okay, and the Ran goes on further, and he says that after that, Lacha Shasiyam Osa Bracha Maschil Atfila Ma'uma, the Fish Yesh Bakadusha. They all davened already, but now they could say the. One of them can even say Tefillah Umma. Claim shot is Til Kiddushi, he says. Akel HaKadosh. I mean, he has to complete the whole thing, but he says out loud Til Akel HaKadosh, so he has Kiddushi, and that's it. So the question, of course, is, I mean, what right does he have to. It's not really a Chazar Sashatz here. It's not really a Chazar Sashatz. Because the Tzibur was already Mispal before. So it's not really a Chazar Sashatz. So what does he have to say, Shimon Esrei? He says, Birkas Yosef, he says, Shimon Esrei. According to the plain pshat and Rashi, the problem is you have a tzibur, they want to daven with Shimon Esrei, the tzibur. There's a bigger tzibur. The Revon. But according to the Ran, it has nothing to do with it. It's like 10 people davened and they got together. 10 people met after they davened. They davened Mechiyus, 10 people meet. So now, Ran says, one of them gets up and he says, Kaddish and Baruch Hu and the first Yetzer, and then he says, Shema Nesra. Okay. Now, let's take Tesvis. Tesvis says like this. Tesvis deals with the problem of how many people do you need in order to do this Dovah Shabbat Gdusha. Tesvis says, HaKuntris Pirish B'nei Abon Shabon Beis HaKnesses Avah V'spar V'tzibur Retzim HaKadosh HaShabarucho Tzorach Asara. Yeah. According to the way Tesvis learns, it's like the Ran. Right? Pirish, Kuntis Pirish, B'nei Adam, Shabayim, B'beis HaKnesses, Acha, Shespalu, Atzibur. Rotzim, Lomar, Kaddish, Baruch, Atzor, Chazor. That's the way Tosfos learns. Of course, he leaves out Birkas Yetzer, but obviously, he meant Birkas Yetzer also. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, the B'shiva, Shlo, Shamu, Shalo, Shacherim, Sagi. That with seven, together with the three, it's also enough. Vachana me'isa b'mesachat zofim. Rabbeinu sheba ma'ariv omrim b'shiva. V'nos nimtam l'devrayim l'chsiv b'fro ha'poros b'yisrael b'sna devam borchus ha'Hashem d'ika shiva tevos. There are seven letters there. Right? V'yesh omrim afilu b'shisha. Some say even six enough. Mishum the Baruch Avi Yashishi. Rabbi Natan Kosev B'Sefer Yashab HaChamisha. Even five. Mishum the Lekel HaChamisha Tevos Ad Baruch. But still you get to the word Baruch HaSad Hashem, there are only five Tevos. V'nir Aliyah Filu B'Shlosha. Shlosham. Even three is good enough. You're getting lower. V'vachit Purush Dekor. Before our Pras B'Yisrael, what it means is before our Pras B'Yisrael, the Shelo Asim Hashem Mutlalem, they didn't do what they were supposed to do. Then they should be so kind as to say Baruch. What did they do that was wrong? They didn't say Davar Shabikdush. So before Prasio means when they do something when they didn't do what they were supposed to, so then they should say Baruch Hashem. If that's the case, you have to always say Baruch. Plenty of people are not doing what they're supposed to. So whenever you get together, I always say Baruch. But anyways, V'lekel Shalosh Tevos, Ad V'snadivam, V'the Tamidei Rashi, Pirshu, the Tamidei Rashi said in the name of Rashi, V'afilu B'shvil Echvat Shalosh Shoma, Yecholim Him L'chros HaShema. V'afilu, then he goes on to say, V'afilu, so the question is, what we have to understand up to here is, what kind of halacha is this? I mean, logically, what we should say is, that you need, in order to have, like, for instance, to do a full Chazar Sashatz, so you need Vav Shalol Espalo. Vav Shalol Espalo is simple. Why? Because you go Rav. You go Vav Rav. But over here, you see the whole Tesis isn't operating with Rav. First of all, why do we have to have a Raya for Shiva? That's even Reuben the Minker. That certainly is, certainly should be good. So and then he goes down 7, 6, five, three, and finally even one. What's that doing? The Darsh and the Pesukim here, I mean, what kind of a, it sounds like a free-for-all over there. No Seder over here, no order, no concept. I mean, basically what you should say is, somebody asks you to shout, you should say, Rav, six. You have Rav Tzibur, because the Tzibur is an entity, and Rav qualifies the entity, so six should do it. What are all these numbers here? That's the question. It is a funny thing, because Rashi seems to say, Minyan Abba Basic Nessus, the plain shot is you need 10. And then Talmid Rashi is saying his name, that one is enough. That is an unusual thing. I mean, it is strange, but that's it. I mean, it is something funny with Rashi that we have not gone. It could be that there were two printing here. Rashi wrote a few times. It could be this was from another time. Yeah, and that was from the later time. It seemed to be that the Rashi we have was like an earlier Rashi. But whatever, because you see, it doesn't fit in with anything else. It was around, it doesn't fit in. Yeah. Now Tosfos goes on. He says like this. He says, not only the one who didn't, who wasn't mispowel, could say the Kaddish and Baruch Hu and Davar Shebidusha. But even somebody that was mispowel, in other words, you have 10 people there, one was not mispowel, so the one that was mispowel already could say it. Alright, so the next point in Tosfos is that the Tosfos says that I'll bring you that even one who was Yetzer, what he could do it. What's his right? He brings right from Shatz. He says, because the Shatz goes over to Shmon Esrei, even though everybody was mispowel. Even though everybody was mispowel. So the question is, Afishikon Bakim. Okay, fine. So the question is, I mean, what's his right from the Shatz? Over there, nobody said Kedusha. So that's why the Shatz is allowed to do it. Nobody said it. But over here, we're speaking about people who are Yetzer Kedusha already. 9 out of 10 were Yetzer Kedusha. Who tells you the one that was, who tells you that the one that was Yetzer ready is allowed to get up and do it? That's not the case by Shatz. What's it got to do with? All right. So he said, and then he says it's not such a right. Whatever. Okay. But that's the problem. Tosfos is bringing a right up from a case, and that very case is not the case that he's discussing. Because that very case, everybody's chayav over there. So what does that have to do with anything? That was the problem. Those were the problems. Okay. The problem is, according to the Rashi that we have in Megillah, it means you mevatel smichas gula tefillah. Because it means the minyan comes late to shul, they want to daven shmona esrei with the tzibur. And what do? They get it, they say kaddish, they say baruch hu, they say the first bracha of Yotzer Orkos has kiddush in it, and then they say Shmon Esrei. And then later they go back home. Okay, so let's get started. Now, there's one more sheet that we didn't mention, the sheet of Zeran. Sheet of Zeran says if you have 7 people, you can say kiddush. That's an astonishing thing. Ran quotes it. And 7 out of 10. That's completely impossible. You can't say the concept of Ruba Kekula, that if you have rove of the object, it's as if you have most. If you have a whole entity, so you could say that if rove of the entity has a certain quality, so it's as if the whole entity has a quality. But you can't say Ruba Kekula, that rove kos, that you'll make it, you'll have a kos and fill up rove. That'll be rove kos. No, if you have a fill up the kos, if you have the kos and you drink rove of it, then it's okay. But you can't say, let's say a kos is 3.5 ounces. So you have 3.5 ounces, and I drank 1 3/4, so I have rov kos. But I can't have a kos that's 1 3/4 ounces. Because then you're, and conceptually, I mean, you don't have, it's not, quality requires this, the entity. Then I could say, I have an object which is colored a certain way. If most of it is colored that way, it's all colored that way. I can't take most of the object. So here you need a minion. You could say most of the minion didn't have it. It's as if the whole minion didn't have it. But you can't say I'll take 7 people and have a minion. So what kind of halacha is 7 out of 10 is good?
What is 7?
I mean, there's 2 rows. There's two halacha. There's 2 rows by minion. There's one is a regular row, 6 out of 10. And there's a ruba de minkara. Ruba de minkara means it's obvious. Because the halacha is that and this I say b'shem Danny. Danny said a good shot. The Gemara Bracha says that nine. We don't pass on that. Nine is good. Nine is good for me and two. Why? Because we say that if they're spread out, it looks like ten. Some say if they're together, it looks like ten. Mm-hmm. Question is, what kind of a Gemara? What do you mean it looks like? Since when do we go by what the thing looks like? So Danny said that the pshat is, the Gemara holds that the, and we'll see, according to the way we work out, if we work out the shiur, we'll see that makes a lot of sense what he says. Makes a lot of sense. But the halacha is that the roa is koveil. See, like by Ner Hanukkah. What is halacha by Ner Hanukkah? The halacha is that if the Ner looks like a utility candle, you're not yotzei mitzvah. That's why if a person is holding the Ner, it's no good. Why? Because it has to have the appearance of a national mitzvah. Who establishes the Ner? That's what the Rav said. Who establishes the Ner? The roa. It goes by the observer. The observer is the criterion. So Danny wanted to apply the same principle to a minyan. That by minyan, there's according to one mandama, you don't have to actually have 10. But if it looks like 10, if the appearance is of 10, then it's good. The observer establishes what the entity is. Goes by the observer. Why should it go by the observer? I mean, he didn't say. I think if we work out this year, we'll see why that mandama is that way. And that's a problem. Why does she go by the observer as a problem? But that definitely, he's right in establishing the minyan, the Gemara minyan, that you go by the observer. I'll take a Rashi in the Lachat Smichas Gula Tfilah. Rashi says, and why do we say Shema Nesra immediately after Gol Yisrael? What's the concept? So Rashi says, the Iker, it's on Davdala Mabez. Rashi says, there are some. He says, "Smichas gul l'tfila ramza David b'sefer Tehillim, v'chsiv Hashem tzuri v'goali v'samach le yancho Hashem b'yom tzor." So it's really psukim in Tehillim. At first, you mention God as a goel Yisrael, and then you say yancho Hashem b'yom tzor. Amin brach Hashem in mishen is samach gul l'tfila. A person that does not samach gul l'tfila. He says that in other words that he daven Shmoneh Esrei, he gets up and daven Shmoneh Esrei, plain, or he finishes goel Yisrael. And he finishes Gol Yisrael, and he doesn't daven Shema Nesra right away. He says, it's like a friend of the king, he went knocking on the king's door. The king comes out and finds out he's gone. Afu hifli. This person also took off. But a person should become close to God, and when he's still, while he is in that status of being close to God, that's the time that he should ask God for his needs. Okay? So halachically, what does it mean, really? Halachically, what does it mean? It means that that there's a kiyum in the lifnei Hashem. What is tefillah really? Tefillah is amida lifnei Hashem. You're standing before God. That's the essence, halachic definition of tefillah. That's Rav Chaim's definition. Amida lifnei Hashem. That's what it is. Standing before God. Now, the person has to be the smichas, the geula, saying the birchos shema, the Gol Yisrael, sets the stage for the amida lifnei, for the lifnei Hashem. It sets the stage for the lifnei Hashem. Okay, it's a kiyum in the gavra, v'hu miskare velo. He's close to God. It's a halachic kiyum in the gavra. The person is close to God. Now is the time for a midlif nashem. You can't just get up and be a midlif nashem. A midlif nashem requires a certain state, which is brought about by the birchos krishma. That's what Rashi says. Now let's understand, and this is what we have to do. We have to break open really the whole concept of what Dava Shebikdusha is. What is Dava Shebikdusha? First of all, what does Dava Shebikdusha consist of? Dava Shebikdusha consists of three things. It consists of Kaddish, Skadel v'Skadesh Merabah. It consists of Baruch Hu Esad Hashem HaMavarach, and it consists of the actual Kaddisha. Kaddish, 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 Hashem Tzvapas Merach Olatz Merach. And Baruch Kodesh HaMakomo, right? Okay, three things. And really, we should try to understand why the Kedusha is in the first Baruch HaYotzer. Why? What is the Kedusha doing in the first Baruch HaYotzer? Now, what is the whole concept of Kiddush itself? That the concept of Kedusha, let's take a look at what Kedusha is. Kedusha is Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Hashem Tzvakos Meloch Ol Aretz Kedoshah. What does it mean, really? Meloch Ol Aretz Kedoshah means that wherever a person looks, any part of the universe, he sees, this is what the Malachim say, he sees that the, he sees God's glory. It means every corner of the universe reflects the Chochmas Hashem. That's what it means. That's why only Malachim can say this. Really. We don't understand Malach HaLaz Kvara. Not to a degree with that, but the real ones that understand, that perceive Malach HaLaz Kvara as Malachim. That's why you say Kedusha is Malachim. That's why when we say Kedusha, we say Mekadesh Yashimcha Ba'olam Kishem Shemagishim Asav Shmei Maram. Just like the Malachim. That's why we stand with our feet together during Kedusha, and that's why we're supposed to jump up and down. By Kadosh Kadosh, you're supposed to go, you're supposed to move, you know, Kadosh Kadosh, you're supposed to move, and Baruch Kadosh Hashem Mekamah, you're supposed to go like that, and Yimloch Hashem Ba'olam, you're supposed to also go like that. But why? Why is that so? Because it's based upon a pasuk. The pasuk is Malachei Hashem Yedudun Yedudun. The pasuk says that the Malachim jump. See? What it means, I mean, it's some metaphysical concept. But the pasuk still says literally the malachim jump, so we jump also. What is it? What do we jump? What does it show? It's, what we're trying to show is that we don't understand it. See, we don't understand the condition. But we do it like the malachim do. They have an understanding. Whatever they do, we do. See? So we show two things. We show that we really have a part in the condition. Man can understand part of the condition, but the ones that really understand it are the malachim. And we show that we aren't fit to really say the condition. But we say what we are doing is we're imitating the imitation of the malachim. We're imitating the malachim. It's like a second rate type of thing. We can't be original in this area. We're not the original mikatcha. But we do have a part of it. Man's mind does partake of Chachmas Hashem. So we show that we partake of we say kedusha, but our kedusha is not complete. The ones that have the complete condition, the real condition, is Kedusha Malach. So that's why we say, Kadosh Kadosh Hashem Tzvakos, Malocha La'aretz Kevadah. Malocha La'aretz Kevadah, we don't understand Malocha La'aretz Kevadah completely. Man, even the most intelligent man, doesn't understand Malocha La'aretz Kevadah completely. You have a great scientist, you can be a great physicist, he understands physics. He doesn't understand the total Malocha La'aretz. No person understands Malocha La'aretz. Yeah, parts he can understand, but Malocha La'aretz, only the Malocha perceive. If we would say Kedusha ourselves without imitating Malach, that's why you feed it together, because the pasuk says Ragleim Regli Yishar. Their foot is one foot. In the description of the Malachim, it says their foot is one foot. I mean, the Rambam and the Mora explains all these different metaphysical concepts, abstract concepts. But we follow the literal pasuk to demonstrate the concept. If we would say Kedusha, it would be Gaiva. We have no right to say Kedusha. We imitate the Malach. That's our level. Lower level. So what is the Kedusha consist of, basically? Two things, really. Malocha L'aretz. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh means God is different. God is different. He is different the way you say Kadosh, the translation you have in the Uvolitzian. What does it say? It says, So it's Kadosh B'Shmei Meroimo Eloah Beis Shechintei. That's in the upper world. It means the upper world. It means the abstract world. Kadosh al ara vagivorte. That means in the physical universe. And Kadosh lo olam maya for eternity. So it shows you it's God is distinct from his creation. He's distinct from even the metaphysical conceptual world. He's distinct from. And he's Kadosh La'olam, he has a different kind of eternity. His eternity, like we mentioned with him, God's eternity is not like a rock would exist eternally. That would mean a rock exists in time and space. If we define a rock that would exist eternally, it has nothing to do with God's eternity. God's eternity is a different kind. It means he's simply time and space that does not exist. So it's Kadosh means that God is different. Malach HaLaretz Kevadah. Then you say, L'umasam baruch emeir, baruch kevod av Hashem b'mkama. Ayyem et izaz ha'shalom, ayyem et kam kevodo. Where is God's? Melo chol aretz kevodo. But then ayyem et kam kevodo. Where is the source? Baruch Kvadar Hashem and Kama. We do not know where the source is from. And Kama. What does it mean? And Kama means his place? There's no answer. Baruch Kvadar Hashem and Kama means from his place we can't perceive it. Even the Malachim can't perceive it. Then we say, what does it mean? Mimkama means the way Chazal say. It means, Hu Mikomo Shel Olam. He is the place of the world. The Ein Kova Olam Mikomo. The world is not his place. What does it mean? It means that God is the underlying source of the entire universe. And the universe doesn't contain God. That's the basic, these are the basic abstract concepts of Yadus. That is Kedusha, really. That's the essence of Kedusha. The abstract concept of HaKadosh Baruch. So that's the basic idea. I mean, Don is asking a question. Says, should say Malach al Olam for Olam. Why do we say Malach al Arts? Why do we limit it to the arts? I think in this case you have to apply what the Rambam says, that the word arts sometimes means the whole world. You see, Va'aretz l'olam ha'modes, the Rambam says, Mamara, if I'm not mistaken, it refers to the entire universe. And he concludes that we believe in the eternity of the universe. I know he's up and back around. He concludes that we so over here, Aretz means the whole, doesn't mean just the earth. Sometimes it means just the earth. Sometimes it means the entire earth. I have a proof that it means Aretz doesn't mean just the earth. In this case, it doesn't mean. There, Aretz means the earth. But over here, Aretz means the whole world. How do you know? You get proof from Kedusha. What do you say Kedusha in Shabbos? In Musaf? Kadosh, 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 Yosef, Malach, Alas, Kadosh. Kival, Dom, Malay, Olam. Mishra, Asaf, Shalom, Zelazeh. Ayeh, Mekam, Kavodah. That's it. Kival, Dom, Malay, Olam. Mishra, Asaf, Shalom, Zelazeh. Ayeh, Mekam, Kavodah. Baruch, Kadosh, Yosef, Mekam, Olam. See? That's the answer. The answer is Ayeh, we don't know. No, we don't know. Kavodah, Baruch, Mekam, Kavodah. Hu, Mekam, Shalom. That's it. That's the answer. So, the term Aretz of him means the entire world. Yes, very good. Avi mentioned as the machlokes really what the nature of the kedusha is in Yotzeh. Question is, for instance, if I daven yichidus, can I say kadosh kadosh? Baruch kadosh shem kama. So what's the machlokes? The machlokes is that there are two different expressions of kedusha that man says. One if I maintain, some say that you can't say kadosh shem, you can't say kedusha by yourself. The Rambam son says that the Rambam first tells you can't say it, and then he changed his mind. He says you can say it. That's what the Rambam son writes. So finally, the Rambam concludes you can't say it. But let's take the Rambam's conclusion that you can't say it. Why did he maintain? I mean, why did he change his mind? Change his mind must have had a big reason. Just changed his mind, I guess. The answer is, why is Kedusha in Yotzer? Why do you say Kadosh Kadosh in the Baruch of Yotzer? First Baruch of what's the answer? The answer is because the first brach of Kriyashma is designated for the creation of the world, creation of the universe. That's what the first brach is all about. God, as we see God from the creation of the universe. And really, Kedusha, what I want to say is like this: Kedusha is a kiyum, just like Tefillah, just like Smichas Gula Tefillah. Gula is a kiyum in the Gavra of Lifnei Hashem. Kedusha is a kiyum in the Gavra of Klal Yisrael. It is the ultimate kiyum in the Gavra of Klal Yisrael. It's a kiyum in the Gavra of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because it expresses. See, Kedusha means, the concept of Kedusha is, it's a kiyum in the Gavra of Klal Yisrael, which is a kiyum in the entire structure of the universe. See? The whole universe has an order. That's why you constantly say, Asakin Olam Mimalfus Shaddai. The whole concept of Tikkun HaOlam, you have in the brachas, especially in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but in all the tefillos really. The whole concept is that the entire universe really expresses the Chachmas Hashem and the order of the Chachmas Hashem. But there's one defect. The defect is man, because man really has Bechira, and since he has Bechira, he's out of step. It's not just that Klal Yisrael was out of step. Klal Yisrael is out of step. The rest of mankind is out of step. And this causes a distortion in the entire universe. That's why I say a person's Mekayim Mitzvah is... there are many Kabbalistic statements in the Chazal that deal with the Olamos Elyonim, that if a person doesn't have Averis, he destroys the Olamos Elyonim. What does Olamos Elyonim mean? What does it mean? It's the concept, the philosophical concept of Olam HaSolayim is because what it means is that every time a person makes a breach, breaks away from the system, so it means that the whole universe is lacking, because the whole universe is really tied together. It's one, is one unified whole. In God's view, it's the way God sees it. I mean, of course, everything we say about God is metaphorical. God doesn't see things the way we see things. But in, we're just saying it to give us an idea. But the what happens is it means that there's a distortion in the entire universe. It represents a distortion in the entire universe. So when Klal Yisrael is in order, and the rest of mankind is in order, it means the whole system of the universe. Now, that's Yimas Mashiach. That's what we look forward to Yimas Mashiach. What is the essence of Klal Yisrael being in order, doing acting properly? Kedusha. Kedusha. Kedusha is the highest level. That is the greatest key in Klal Yisrael. The Negdashti B'Sof B'Rei Yisrael. That's the ultimate kiyum of Klal Yisrael. To say Kedusha like the Malachim. What do the Malachim do? Malachim say Kedusha. So when we say Kedusha, it represents the ultimate state of affairs that can exist in the universe. The ultimate kiyum in the Gapa of Klal Yisrael is Kedusha. That's what Kedusha represents. But Avi mentioned before the fact that the Machlokas, why did the Rambam change his mind really? The Rambam changed his mind for a good reason, because at first the Rambam only had one concept of Kedusha. We say Kedusha, we imitate the Malachim. That's the concept. The Rambam changed his mind. He says, the Kedusha and Yotze, we aren't saying the Kedusha. In the Kedusha and Yotze, we're merely describing the ultimate state. That's the ultimate state of Kedusha. It's a description of the ultimate state. Because really the first bracha of Yotzer Or is a description of the universe. And that's why you have to have the Kedusha in Yotzer. What is Kedusha doing in the first thing in Yotzer? Mine Kedusha Shabbat. What is it doing there? It belongs there because it represents the ultimate concept of the perfect state of affairs of the universe. So the Rambam says, if the bracha, the Rambam changes mind, he says, you can't say that we say Kedusha in the middle of the bracha. What are we saying Kedusha in the middle? What are we jumping in the middle of the bracha to say? It's a bracha, it's a birkas shevach. We're not doing anything, we're not doing anything here. That's why the Rambam decided, no, it's only an amira. It's really a description of the ultimate state of affairs of the universe. A description, in the description, we have to use the description of the Kedusha by the Malachim. That's why you say Kedusha is Malachim, because that represents the ultimate description. Kadosh, 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 and so forth. Without that, there's no the description of the universe is incomplete. But it's descriptive, the Rambam finally decided. If it's descriptive, so then a Yechid can say it also. So therefore, there are two Kedushas. One Kedusha is where we say Kedusha, Nekadosh Hashem Chaba'olam, we imitate the Malachim. We don't have the full concept, but we imitate the Malachim. And the first Kedusha is merely a description of the perfect state of affairs where we mention the Kedusha of the Malach. So therefore, according to the Rambam, just in short, according to the Rambam, the Kedusha of Yotzer is the ultimate description of the universe, has to contain in it the ultimate concept of the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the universe. Must contain in it the ultimate concept of the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the universe. And what is that? That's Malach Alaris Kavodo, Ayin Mekam Kavodo, Baruch Kavod Hashem Mekamo, Om Mekamo Shavol, and Om Mekamo. That's the description. Danny mentioned a good point. The fact that we say it sitting down would indicate, would be a riot to the fact that it's not a Amiras Kedusha. But you don't have to stand because in Krishna, Krishna is Adam Kore Kedako. Even Birch Krishna is what? That's why Rav Payan said that you don't put the talus over your head during Birch Krishna. Because he says that it's all one halacha of Kare Kedaka. Kedaka means you don't demonstrate any type of no changes. But according to the other Rishonim, what they maintain is it is Amiras Kedusha, but Amiras Kedusha B'Toras Kriyashma, B'Toras Limud. The Taras Limud, there's two types of Kedusha. For instance, the Kedusha you say by Avol Tzion. You say that sitting down also. Why? because it's Bataras Limud. There's two types of conditions, Amir's condition Bataras Limud, and there's Amir's condition Bataras Makadesh. So when you do a Bataras Makadesh, then you have to stand like the Malachim. But Bataras Limud, it's you sit down. All right, so now let's understand. So what is Davish Magdusha? It seems to be, I mean, a very important concept. But what is the Davish Magdusha? Halachically, what is the Davish Magdusha? The Halacha gives it a structure. Philosophically, it's the ultimate concept. The ultimate concept. But Halacha comes along in its usual manner, in its usual style, and takes a philosophical concept and gives it a halachic structure. What is the halachic structure? The halachic structure is Kaddish, versus say he's got Elis Kaddish Be'er Rabba, right? Then Baruchu, and then Kedusha. Why the three? The answer is like this. Because Kaddish is really Kedusha B'Toras Tefillah. Toras Tefillah, prayer. What do you say in Kaddish? He's got Elis Kaddish Be'er Rabba, B'Omar Divra. We mentioned that the B'Omar Divra. So that's another ayah that it's a halacha in you see clearly the statement of the Kaddish. Ba'omo divra, and now we say, now the next thing is kirusa. And the Gra says that you don't say kirusa, but you say kirusa. What would be the difference between kirusa and kirusa? If you say kirusa, you see in Diktuk, after Aleph Hei Vav Yud, the next word loses the dagesh. So it loses the dot. So instead of B, you say V. Instead of K, you say H. So if you say that it's one continuation, so you say Ba'oma Divra, Vra ends with an Aleph, next word has to lose the dot. So Ba'oma Divra, Chiru Say. But that the meaning, but it says, it's not referring, it doesn't mean the world that he created as his will. It's going back to Yizgadel V'Yizkadesh, Shmei Rabbah. Yizgadel V'Yizkadesh, Shmei Rabbah. His name should become great. Kiruse means like it is his will that his name should be made, that his name should be recognized in the world that he created. Why? Because it's all a part of his will in the creation of the world, a part of the whole picture of the universe. So that's why you put it in there. You say Kiruse. And the Gra brings a raya from the Kaddish that we say when you take out the Sefer Torah. Because it says over there, Allah call Yizgadel Yizkadesh Shmei Rabbah B'Omo Divra. Baloma Shabara, Olam Azev, Olam Abar Kirtzono, Vichirtzon Yureya, Vichirtzon Kolama Beis Yisrael. Alright? Flushing? Okay, that's really, where did that tefillah come from? That tefillah came from the Kaddish. It's a Kaddish, translated Kaddish. It's translated Kaddish into Hebrew. Okay? So it says, the Lakos Gezer Shemeba Baloma Shabara, Olam Azev, Olam Abar, right? Kirtzono, like his will. What does it mean, Kirtzono, like his will? The word, it means, if you're going to say it, means like his will that he created. You can say, Kirtzono called Beis Yisrael. We helped him create the universe. Observe. So it means, Kirtzono, like his will that his name should be great. The Kirtzono called Amo Beis Yisrael. Which means that it's our will also that his name should be great. So he brought a proof from there that you have to have a dot in the. So that's what it is. We're talking about the tunes. The tunes are in the wrong place.
And they phrase it that way.
That's right. Tunes are in the wrong place. They started the tune. It shouldn't be that way. It should be Machusei, Yamach, Machusei, B'chayechon. And Dani mentions that the Kula, Kedusha, Kulam, Ke'echod, everybody says Onim, V'omrim, B'yira. Kedusha, Kulam, Ke'echod, Onim. The Omer Beyira, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. See? And what is it? Luma some yet. Luma, Rafana Chesker Shoshim Snasim Luma Serafim, Lumasam, they said Mishabchim, remember, Lumasam Mishabchim. Va'omrim Baruch Kvod Hashem Mekamah. That's what he's supposed to say. Why the Malachim say Biyira means that the very approach of the perception of God has to invoke in the being that is doing that Yira. It's just impossible otherwise. Really, so really you have three Kedushas. Yizgadel v'yizkadesh is a tefillah, that this should take place. We pray to God that this should take place. Yizgadel v'yizkadesh. Then we said, Ba'golov is mankar v'imru. Amen yehe shmei rabba mavarach v'omom amaya. So really there's two parts. First we say his name should be differentiated. Kedusha. I'm using the word differentiated. Like I said, the word holy doesn't... terms in English are no good because they don't have any concept like that, so the terms are all bad. But we have to use it. So it means his name should be made sanctified, made holy, differentiated, recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one thing. And then we say, Yehei Shmei Rav Mavarach Hu Amaya. What's the Yehei Shmei Rav Mavarach Hu Amaya? That's Baruch Hu Asad Hashem Avarach. Baruch Hu Asad Hashem Avarach means, first you have the tefillah. The tefillah, what should happen? And then you have, the tefillah expresses two ideas. One idea is that Yehei Shmei Rav Mavarach, and the other idea is that Shmo Yizkadesh. There are two concepts. One is the Amiras Kedusha, that's the Kedushas Malachim, that's Yizkadel v'Yizkadesh Shmei Rabah. That's the Amiras Kedusha. The other concept is Baruch Hu. Levorech Esad Hashem. But every ayatami, you always say brachas? No, there's a difference. Every bracha has some idea associated with it. Baruch Atah Hashem Kevav Haolam, Shekol Nia Levar. It's an idea. You have an idea of the bracha of the Yotzer or Baruch Hosha. It's a bracha. Bracha Shemon Esher. Can't look at it. Every bracha has an idea. Baruch Atah Hashem Chonin Ados. But there's only one bracha that has no idea in it other than the fact that God is the one who a person should bless. And that is Baruch Hu Asad Hashem Avarach. Baruch Asad Hashem. Why? Ham Avarach. He is the one who is blessed. It's a strange bracha. Sounds almost like a contradiction. Baruch Hashem, bless God. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Ham Avarach. That's the description. No, you don't associate it with any other type of activity. Action of God. Not that he created this, and not that he did anything else, but simply he is Mavarach. Mavarach means he's the one that's fit to be praised. Baruch Hu Asad Hashem, who is the one? Who is he? He's the one that's fit to be praised. The amazing thing about the halacha is how the most amazing thing about the halacha is that how the halacha worked out a system that we could really relate somehow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because it really somebody, a philosopher would have given up. This is ridiculous. Everything we're going to say, we're going to destroy the whole concept. Whatever we're going to say, it's going to be something physical. It's destructive. But Allah worked it out in a way that it's a halfway thing. See, when we say Kedusha, we imitate the Malachim to demonstrate that we really can't. We say Shemon Esrei, so we have to praise God. We say he's great. Who are we to say God? What do we understand about God's greatness? Jokes, nonsense. But the answer is, Moshe Rabbeinu said this much. We say what Moshe Rabbeinu said. It's always a halfway measure. In order to be mispalel, you can't just be mispalel. You have to have a permit to be mispalel, a matir. Why can't you just say brachas? If a person says a bracha, when he doesn't need it, it's the worst of error in the Torah. So how can you say it? The answer is you need a matir. The concept of a matir shows us that we don't understand it, but nevertheless, we don't abstain from being involved in it. We could be involved in it. The halacha worked it out beautifully. It shows you both concepts. The concept is ultimate. We can't, if we make ourselves a measure of the concept, then we destroy it. But if we don't do it at all, then we'll be failing in our purpose, in the purpose of our existence, which is to be involved in the recognition of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Allah worked it out. That's Kishem Shema Kishem Asav Shmei Marah. So really, there's three types of Kedusha. The first one is a tefillah. That's Yizgadel v'Yizkadesh. And that's why Kedusha is such an important thing. And the actual function of the Kedusha, what Kedusha is two things. Baruch Hu Asad Hashem on Baruch, praise God because He is the one that deserves praise on the Baruch. And the second thing is the logical formulation of the Kedusha itself. One is an activity, Baruch Hu Asad Hashem. The second one is an enunciation. Enunciation of a... the first one represents really our relationship to God. Our relationship. Baruch Hu Asad, what's our relationship to God? Baruch Hu Asad Hashem. That's the natural expression that a person has to have towards God. Baruch Hu Asad Hashem. See? But the second one is a conceptual, metaphysical formulation of what Kedusha really is. That's Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So the three are really like this. It's there are two. One is our relationship to God, which is Baruch Hu Asad Hashem. And the second one is the philosophical formulation. And Kaddish takes both of them and puts it in the framework of tefillah, of prayer. That's his Gedavis Gedesh Merva. Okay? That's why really, we'll come back to it later, but that's why really, where do you learn out the halacha of Dovah Shabibushi? Where's Masechet Sofim take it from? It takes it from Shiraz Devara. Why is Shiraz Devara? It says, Bifra Parasel, Visnadevam Baruch Hu Asad Hashem. Why Shira? Because Shira represents, Shira is Kedusha. Because Rashi says, by us Yashir, he says, what is the Shira? Why is it such a big praise to say as Yashir? Plus, what happened in the Shira? All the Egyptians drowned in the sea. So why do we say Shira? Because the Gemara says, Benefilas Rishoyim Rino. Pasuk says, when the Rishoyim fall, it's praise. It's praise. Because Rashi says, because the name of God becomes great when the Russia falls. Why? Because people see the Russia doesn't succeed. When people see the Russia doesn't succeed, that's a Kiddush Hashem. The Rav one time mentioned this. That's why Rav said that years ago, in a time when the gangsters were successful, so gangsterism, the whole started to spread all across the country. Because people look at success. They don't look at the underlying value. We look at success. When the gangsters were successful, so crime was on the rise because people see that success. When the Russia falls, there's a Kiddush Hashem. Russia falls, a Kiddush Hashem. That's why we mentioned also in the Rashi and Avos, where he explains that if a tzaddik dies b'chatzi yomov, and he dies b'chatzi yomov because of something he did wrong, so it's a chil Hashem. He's responsible for chil Hashem. People say, look at that tzaddik, he died at such a young man. Yeah, you see, it's not really worth it to be a tzaddik. Ah, it's stupid, what does that have to do with it? Some of the greatest tzaddikim died young, I mean, it's ridiculous. But the point is, you have to go according to the way people observe things. Actually, you see, by Esav or Russia, the Gemara says the day he came in, when he came into the house, by the Adoshim over there with the lentils, he went out that day, he did all kinds of averis, and he came into the house, and he was frustrated, like our man said, it was a state of total frustration. So what happened that day? What happened that day? So the Chazal say that was the day Avraham Avinu died. See? So what did he say? Asa was a young boy, he saw Avraham Avinu, he was in his house, he was raised in his house, he saw Tzadik, and he saw he was a great person, recognized him. But there's one thing. If it couldn't be translated into physical terms, Asa couldn't accept it. And then he said, Kvar poga midas adin b'tzadik zu, or b'zokin zu, b'zokin zu, he said that the midas adin hit this man, Avraham Avinu, the great man, he died, he went out. That's it. The end of it. Why? Because he died like anybody else. So, yeah, but the thing is, you see, to Esav had to have everything had to be in terms of the physical. If that doesn't change the physical, that has no effect. That's why people look at it. So people look at the Russia. They look at the Russia. They watch very, very carefully. They want to see what's going to happen to them. Be successful, it proves something to them metaphysically. Success and a failure to Russia to the average person is a metaphysical, empirical evidence as to what is the right way of life. So that's why Shir is Devara. What is Shir is Devara? Tosha Devara. What's the lesson of that? Yeah, the whole Shira. The Frau Price Bishal is the beginning, the very first pasuk. The Frau Price Bishal is not Devon Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Shimon Melechem Azinu Rose and the whole Anochi Lad Hashem Anochi Shira. What's the whole thing? Hashem B'Tzeis Chamei Seir. The whole Shira is basically one thing. And the Filas of Russia. Shmuel is the Scottish Rebbe of Russia. Okay. Very good. Donna brought a beautiful raf from Rashi. Rashi in Shoftim Vav, Pasuk Aleph, Vayasu Ara, it says, Vayasu Ara, Vayasu Nesel Ara B'inei Hashem. So it says like this, Adkan Nema Vayasifu. Shei Hanis Brachet Al Chet. The one was added to the other. Al Shirazu, once they said Shiraz Dvara, Nimcha Lahem, Kol Asher Asa. After Shiraz Dvara, everything was forgiven. Why is forgiven? Because the Dvara is on. What does it mean? It means because Shira is a kiyum in Kol Olam Kulo. In the Gavra of Kol Yisrael, which is the kiyum in the whole Tikkun Olam. That's why it's Nimchalam, because that's really the essence. That's really the essence. It represents the essence of our relationship. That's V'negdashti B'sof Me Yisrael. Okay. Now there's a special Seder to Kedusha. It's not just a Yes Kedusha, but there's a Seder. What's the Seder? The Seder is, it starts off with Kaddish. Tefillah. Then the next step after Kaddish is Baruch Hu, because Baruch Hu Asher Hashem represents, that's the relationship, that's your relationship, Baruch Hu Asher Hashem, that's the relationship. And then you have the metaphysical concepts of Kaddish. Alright, so there's actually a Seder there. Now that's why Tosfos says, that's where Hamram Ganim says like this, he says, we ask the question that we don't say Kaddish between, why do we say Kaddish between Gula and Tefillah Shavuos? Is to show that you don't need Smichas Gula and Tefillah. What does it mean to show that you don't need Smichas Gula and Tefillah? It means that we said no, on the contrary, that's where it belongs. Kaddish belongs over there. The answer is Kaddish really doesn't belong over there. Because actually there's a Seder in order for Dovah Shebikdusha. The order is first Kaddish, and then Baruch Hashem Hashem, and then Kedusha. That's the right order. So Rav Amram Goyen said, why did they switch the order and they put Kaddish afterwards? To demonstrate that it should be Muchach, that there's no Smichas Gula Tefillah Balayla. There's no Smichas Gula Tefillah Balayla. That's what he said. Now, the Halacha really, now what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, no. Tosfos, Kedai L'Achmir, you shouldn't speak between them. Ah, you have the Kaddish. The answer is like this. We said that smichas gula tefila, the gula is a kim in the gavra mispala. Rashi, dofek al adol, a kim in the gavra mispala. What is the kim of all the kiyumim of Amin with Nehem Hashem? Is Kedusha. That's the ultimate kim. So it's even, you see, Gol Yisrael means a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's mishabeach on the fact that he's took him out of Mitzrayim, right? He's mishabeach, he says kilusim, Kedusha is the ultimate kilos. That represents the highest, not just the Tzitzis Mitzrayim, it's the ultimate kilos of Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a tikkun kol olam kulo. So therefore, there is no hesed. Dovah Shebikdusha really is not a hesed between Gol Yisrael and between Shemon Esrei. That's why Tosfos says that you shouldn't talk. Question was, if the Kaddish is a hefsek, so you shouldn't, so according to Tosfos, you say Kaddish, that's a hefsek, so why can't I talk? No, he says, Nachal Achmer. Why? The answer is, it really is not a hefsek. Kaddish is really not a hefsek. Since it's not, but the only thing is, if it's not a hefsek, so what if I'm going to say that you prove from here that, how do you prove from this that you don't have to be summer? The answer is not because of hefsek, but because of the change of the order. Because actually, since the Amiris Kedusha has three parts, first it's supposed to be the Teres Tefillah, then you have Baruch Hu Asher Hashem, and then you have Kedusha, and then actually you have Kaddish again later. It's supposed to be wrapped around by the two Kaddish. So, because you end with a Tefillah, you end, you conclude, you can't walk away. If you're involved in Dovah Shebikdusha, why do you have to have a Kaddish afterwards? The answer is because once you start it, you must follow for the wish of the Kaddish. You do the actual act of being Mekadosh, which is Baruch Hu and the Amiris Kedusha, and then you say Tefillah, and you can't just walk away. You have to end with the Tefillah. That Shmo should be Mekadosh, just like we were Mekadosh or Kadosh Baruch Hu now. Should be Mekadosh, should always be Hashem, Shmo should be Mekadosh. That's why you have to end with the Kadosh. But there's a Seder over here. And the Seder, the Rav Amram Goyen says, why did they switch the Seder around? So the answer is, they switched the Seder around to make it Muchach, that there's no Smichas Gula Tefillah Balayla. That's what he said. Tosfos said, no, I don't know why they switched the Seder around. Tosfos didn't, you see, a thinker doesn't always use everything he finds as evidence, conclusive evidence, for to reach a certain conclusion. It's not conclusive. We don't know. Certain problems we don't know. You have to be, the thinker has to be ready to remain with the problem. Why they switch to Taisus? No. But Taisus says, I wouldn't be so sure as to say that that's the reason. So let's leave it as a question. But there is no hefsek between Geula and Tefillah by Kaddish. Pasamiris Kaddish, Devash Vidush is not hefsek. That's the ultimate key. The only thing is, there's one thing I want to tell you though. It is brought down that you should, the halacha, the machaber mentions, I think it's B'Shem HaTesvus, that you should, what if a person's davening in the morning, he's saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Gol Yisrael, and then the shatz is saying Kedusha. Should you answer Kedusha or should you not answer Kedusha? Or Baruch. So he says you shouldn't. Should not. Because it's a hefsek. So that would seem to contradict what we're saying. Because you see that it is a hefsek. And yet Balayla, you see it's not a hefsek. So to resolve this problem, I would like to say, suggest the problem. You see, Taisvis says like this. Taisvis concludes that it's a nacham, nacham v'hachman. And Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. He finally concludes that Vitaim Akasha Hilchsa Hilchsa Kadmon Tfilas Arvis Rishus V'achab Askinik Rabbi Yechanan Sachman Tfilas Arvis Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Yechanan Karav Dama Rishusi Mekom Okay Machayev Lismoch In Kain Gam Kain Lono Liyesh Lismoch. Alright? So Taisvis says that there is a Smichas Gula B'Layla. What I want to say is like this, that there's two types of smichas gula tefillah. There's a smichas gula tefillah in the morning, and there's one at night time. They're different. What's the difference? There's two halachas in smichas gula tefillah. One halacha in smichas gula tefillah is you can't be masach. The other halacha is that it must actually be samach. The proximity. It must be contiguous. You see, the brachas and the shemona esrei. The halacha of contiguity is only in the morning. That's only in the morning. That's why the Machaber says in the morning you shouldn't answer Kedusha. Because you'll break the relationship. Balayla there's a smichas gula tefillah, but it's of a different nature. It means you're not allowed to say anything extraneous. It's a separate law. You're not allowed to say anything extraneous. Kaddish is not extraneous. So that's why it's not asked.
So you can record the Tosfos.
That is a good point. I mean, what? Well, Yoni mentions is a good point. Even though Tosfos says that Baruch Hashem La'olam, Amen V'Amen, is really an extension. Either it's an extension of Shemona Esrei, in which case you'd have to stand for it, or else it's an extension of Shemona Esrei Lot. Either way. But in which case you sit. But the Yoni mentioned, he says, in the morning you wouldn't have such a thing. I agree with him. In the morning they would never say Baruch Hashem La'olam. Wouldn't say it. Why? Because in the morning where you request, matter of fact, the extension of Geula through Shemona Esrei Lot is only possible by Allah. That itself shows you that the smichas gula tefillah balayla is of a different nature. So you couldn't extend Gol Yisrael in the morning. Because in the morning it must be close. But even if you'd argue with me on Shemar Yisrael La'ad, which is possible, because you could say extension. And you see, for instance, the extension Shemar Yisrael Hashem Shalat Tifta, but Baruch Hashem La'olam you'd never have it in the morning. That would be impossible. The answer is because in the morning you must have the close proximity. So separate Allah of Gol Yisrael. Now Rashi, however, if we accept the Rashi in Megillah, literally, where Rashi says Minyan Abola Basic Nessus, so it would mean, what would it mean? It would mean they came late and they wanted Davin Shimon Esrei with the Tzibur. So what do? They get up, they say Kaddish, they say Baruch Hu, they say the first Bracha of Yotzer, right? And then they say Shimon Esrei. What happens to Smichas Gula Tefillah? Gone. What's the answer? The answer is because the ultimate Kiyum is Davin Shimon Esrei. And if it's a toss-up between Davar Shebigdusha and between Gaal Yisrael, so which one prevails? Davar Shebigdusha. That would be according to the Pshat and the Rashi that we have in the room. According to Rashi, it's Docha Smichas Gula Tefillah. It's Docha the Alochic structure of Smichas Gula Tefillah. Because it's the ultimate key. So you just say Kedusha, Baruch Hu, first Bracha, and then Shemar Esrei. And you say Baruch Smichas Gula Tefillah, you won't have any Smichas Gula Tefillah. Okay? Now, what's the difference between tefillah b'tzibur? Why the problem in Taisvus? Why is it that tefillah b'tzibur? Ordinarily, in order to have tefillah b'tzibur, you have to have vav, maybe Zion, but vav means ruba the minkula. Because since you have an entity of minyan and you want to have a, the whole minyan has to require tefillah. So you have to have most people that didn't daven. That's ruba the minkula, right? Now, why is it by davar shebikdusha? By davar shebikdusha is different. So there's a why is that so? What's the difference? The answer is like this. that by Dover Sheb Kedusha, what does it mean? The Taisha says, Befroya Pros B'Yisrael, it means that they didn't do what they were supposed to. Yisnadev Om Levorach HaSad Hashem. Befroya Pros B'Yisnadev Om, Baruch HaSad Hashem. What is Befroya Pros B'Yisrael? They didn't do what they were supposed to. They didn't do what they were supposed to. So we said, what didn't they do? They weren't Makkah, they didn't say Kedusha. So he said, if that's the case, then we should always say Kedusha. How many Jews do what they're supposed to? Many have errors, Bechal Shabbos, many have errors. What's this progress? The answer is like this. What does Shelo Asun Mashemut Lalem? Shelo Asun Mashemut Lalem means that they weren't Mekadosh Hashem. Why? Because since Kedusha represents the ultimate relationship, the ultimate perfection of Kol Yisrael, the ultimate perfection of Kol Yisrael is all included in the term Kedusha. That's what it means. The Froa Pros B'Yisrael means they didn't do what they were supposed to. They weren't Mekadosh Hashem. When 10 Jews get together, and there's a tzibur, you see, 10 Jews get together, so then there is halacha v'nikdashti b'self b'nei Yisrael. Plus the halacha took the philosophy and formulated, gave it a halachic structure. What is the structure? The structure is that the minyan represents halachically what the whole of Klal Yisrael actually, the whole of Klal Yisrael stands for. So, the Rav one time mentioned this concept that the Dover Shebikdusha really gave a Shin Dover Shebikdusha. And the minyan actually represents the whole of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because philosophically, that is the ultimate kiyum. That's the ultimate kiyum of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, the minyan is Klal Yisrael, halachically, is Klal Yisrael in a small capsule, right? Okay? It's a sample of Klal, represents a sample of Klal Yisrael, halachically. So the Nikdashti B'Self B'nei Yisrael means like this. When you have the whole, when you have 10 people get together, and we know that things aren't being done properly, that Klal Yisrael is not finding its ultimate kiyum in the Gavra of Klal Yisrael. So immediately we say, that's before our Paras B'Yisrael. That means that things aren't in order. So what is not in order? They're not Mekadosh Hashem. So that's Mechayev in Kiddush Shema Gadol. It's Mechayev. The mere existence of a minion is Mechayev in Kiddush Shema Gadol. The Nikdashti B'Self in Yisrael. So therefore what happens is like this. The moment you have a minion get together, that Mechayev takes place. The Mechayev of Kiddush. Now, the only question in the Balei Tesfos, whether it's 7, whether it's 6, 5, 3, 1, what is the question in the Balei Tesfos? The question is, how much of a sampling is required? How much of a sampling, the ratio of the sample to the whole? That's the question. So there's different numbers. 7 is Rupa Dimintra. 6 is Rov. 5, not so sure about it. Yeah. 3, you see there's a concept of 3. 3, there is a concept of 3 for... no, Shevach, for Zima. You see, 3 is Gabal Lada Shemiti in Ram Hashma Yechav. It's a pasuk. Gabal Lada Shemiti in Ram Hashma Yechav. It's 3. See, it's 3. And finally, even 1. Why even 1? That's Talmid Rashi. Because even 1 represents a breach. Even if there's 1 out of 10, the one element, there cannot be any segment of Klal Yisrael that is not Mekadosh Hashem. So the moment you have 10, what appears on the scene? The situation represents halachically represents the situation of the Gavra Klal Yisrael. And we know the Gavra Klal Yisrael has only one Mechayev. What's the Mechayev of the Gavra Klal Yisrael? Kiddush Shema Gadol. So therefore, even if one element in the one segment is not Mekadosh Hashem, that's a Rashi Paskin, then the chiyuv devolves upon the klal to say kedusha. That's all from the pasuk for our Paras Yisrael, because that really is the kiyum of the kiyum in the Gavra Klal Yisrael, kiyum in Kol Olam Kula. All right. Now the Rambam. Now what happens with the Rambam? See, by minyan it doesn't work that way. By tefillah b'tzibur it doesn't work that way. In order to have a shatz go through the entire tefillah, to have a real tefillah b'tzibur, there you need vav. That's for sure. But that's also Dover Shebikdusha. Why is that also Dover Shebikdusha? Because really, the Dover Shebikdusha comes about in minyan in a different way than it does in a regular Dover Shebikdusha. You see? In Dover Shebikdusha itself, what is it? It's Amira's Dover Shebikdusha. But in minyan, it's the kiyum of tefillah. See, tefillah has a kiyum of tzibur. Inherently, tefillah is structured in a way that it lends itself to tzibur, to a kim of tzibur, not because of davar shebikdusha, because of tefillah per se. Tefillah, the nature of tefillah is that there's tefillah sayachad and tefillah sayatzibur. Has nothing to do with davar shebikdusha. Has nothing to do with davar shebikdusha. Simply because tefillah lends itself to the concept that there's a tefillah sayatzibur. Ein hakadosh baruch hu mo'eis b'tefillah sayatzibur shel rabbi. That's tefillah sayatzibur. But tefillah sayatzibur really eventuates in a kim of davar shebikdusha. The whole tzibur is mispalel, the tefillah b'tzibur eventuates in a kim. That's also a kim in davar shebikdusha. So that's why by tefillah, you see, but by tefillah b'tzibur, in order to have tefillah b'tzibur, you go by rov. A real tefillah b'tzibur, you need rov. Rov shlos kol, that's kim, then you're entitled to all chazaras hashatz. But just to say kedusha, that's different. Just to say kedusha, you don't need rov. It's a separate machayim. But I would say the following, that tefillah b'tzibur does eventuate in the kiyum of Kedusha. By virtue of the fact that tefillah is brought to its ultimate state, tefillah b'tzibur is a kiyum of davar shebikdusha. And that's why the Rambam held that this answers the Ravitz question. Because when the Rambam says, what is Paras al-Shema, he says, one person gets up and he says, Brichas Yotzer, he says, Ava Rabba, he says, Emes V'yatzev, right? So the Ravid asks, what is he bringing these other two brachas for? The only one, the first one, is Kedusha. The answer that the Rambam maintained is that Seder Tefillahs themselves are a kinyan and Devashah Kedusha. The whole Seder Tefillahs are a kinyan and Devashah Kedusha. Since the whole Seder Tefillahs of Klal Yisrael is a kinyan and Devashah Kedusha, so it has a different surah. One person says, and everybody listens. Because that's the structure of the different structures, a different amira, like the Ran explains. The end of the Ran, he explains a different amira. One person can say it, and he might say everybody, because it's b'taras davar shebikdusha. B'taras davar shebikdusha, it has the importance of a davar shebikdusha. It becomes a different amira. It becomes a different amira. Like the Ran says, I can't be mitzi somebody else with Yetzer Avar HaKashim, with Brichas Krishna. I can't be mitzi anybody with that bro. What with those brachas? Why can't I be mighty in them? Only if it becomes a chefetzah shel davar shebikdusha. How does it become a chefetzah shel davar shebikdusha? There's two ways. If you just have to say amiras kedusha, then even one is a machayev. But the whole seder tefillahs, klal yisrael being mispal, being mesada tefillasim lefnei hamakom, is a kiyum in the ultimate state of davar shebikdusha. You ask me a question, what is the kiyum? I mean, one whole kiyum of tefillah, I mean, everything seems to be one kiyum. What is really the kiyum? The kiyum is, the Rambam says, in Perek Ches, in Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam says that a person should run to shul. It's a kiyum, they should run to shul. Why? Quotes a pasuk. Ne'edefa ne'edo esar Hashem. Ne'edefa ne'edo esar Hashem. It means we should run to know God. So what does that show you? That shows you that there's a kiyum in all the tefillahs of Das Hashem. Das Hashem. That's really the kiyum. The kiyum in tefillah, nerefah, and it's only the tzibur though. You see, nerefah is only the tzibur. You don't run to your own davening. The person davening in one corner of the house, he doesn't run to that corner. It's only a kiyum, it's only when it's the tzibur. Because it's a kiyum in davar shebikdusha, which is a kiyum in the ultimate state of Das Hashem. It's halacha. It's halacha. Hashem. You can understand, I mean, especially, tomorrow we're going to go through the Rambam on tefillah, the importance of tefillah b'tzibur, and the davar shebikdusha, and the whole concept, I mean, the kiyum in it, it's unbelievable. You really understand? So how can you say that davening in Vasikin is better? The answer is the Rambam's tshuva wasn't, when they asked the Rambam that, he didn't answer straight. He said everybody should daven Vasikin. Why? Because the Rambam could not tolerate, he couldn't answer and say, yeah, Vasikin's better. Because it would imply daven Vasikin, that's it. No, because what you're missing is too much. You're missing the whole kiyum of davar shebikdusha and tefillah b'tzibur and everything. So that's why the Rambam couldn't answer that way. The Rambam had to say that you have to daven Vasikin b'tzibur. And that's it. I can't tell you. This is better would imply that this is the right thing to do. It's justified. It's not justified because you're missing the entire kiyum. You see? So that's why the Rambam, that's why he answered it that way. The only thing is, the problem is it's two different things. Davening Vasikin means you're being in line with the technicality of Zman. But all the Kiyumim are missing. Kiyum of Tefillah B'Tzibur.
Okay, we'll go into that more tomorrow. Now, so that's why the Rambam held that Tefillah B'Tzibur is a Kiyum in Davar Shemigushin. That's why I said all the brachos. That instance, the Ravid's Kasher. The Ravid didn't hold it. The Ravid held is only Davar Shemigushin per se. But the Rambam held that the Seder Tefillahs becomes a part of Kiyum in Davar Shemigushin. Seder Tefillahs, all the Seder brachos also. And that's why the Ganyim all wrote. Okay? Yeah. As I said, since the Vinigdashti Besoch B'nai Yisrael, that's why Rashi in Bracha says that the Manda Omar that held the Yisei Kedusha B'yachid could not have meant by yourself. Sir, when you're by yourself, it's impossible. What it means is that Kedusha requires Vinigdashti Besoch B'nai Yisrael, according to that Manda Omar, means simply he's in the situation in which, since the minion represents the Nikdashti Besoch B'nai Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael, if he's standing in a situation where there's a tzibur, he can say Kedusha. Yochid can say Kedusha in such a way. Because he only has to be Mitzurah for the Kedusha. And the Rambam paskins that if the person comes in late, Shemai Asrei, so what does he do? So he should daven and start Mila B'Mila with the Shas until he gets to Kedusha, and then he goes on his own. What is this Mila B'Mila with the Shas business? Why do you have to say with the Shas? The person comes in late. So he should daven up to Klal Yisrael. And if the people are davening, if you can reach Gol Yisrael, if you reach Gol Yisrael by the time the shot starts, so he should stand up and say Tefillah Mila B'Mila with the shots, Tol Machaya Mesim and Tol Kedusha. Why? Because in order to have the real Kiyum of Kedusha, you have to Mitzurah to the Tzibur. And therefore, saying Mila B'Mila with the shots is a Tzirah for the Tzibur. In order to have the kiyum of an Ikdash Kibbutzov in Israel. Okay? Now the question is, the Ran is a really unusual shita. Why Zion is enough? As if to say that Rove of a Minyan is enough. The answer is because what is the Machayev? You see, the Machayev in Dover Shabbatush is Befra Pros B'Yisrael, which means that we are not in the proper state. That we represent a distorted, corrupted state. So the Ran learns that if you have seven is Machayev. If you have most of the Tzibor are in a corrupted state, then you're Chayev, then you're Machayev in Davar Shebikdusha. Of course, it's not so simple though, the conclusion, because you're going to have to say that you're going to be able to say Davar Shebikdusha without a meaning. That problem I can't answer. That part of the problem I can't answer. How could you say Davar Shebikdusha without a minute? But the Machayev is at seven. Most of the Oilam, most of the people are corrupt. Most people are corrupt. The Rove Minyan represents already the corruption, is the Machayev. But why? I can't answer why, how you could say it without the Tzibur present. That I don't understand. But that's the Ran of Zion. The last point was in Tesfos. I mean, this is one step before. One more point gets there. Last point wasn't Tesfos. What kind of a right does Tesfos bring when he says that you see that even the one that was mispal already could say Devar Shebikdusha? Why? Because you see by Tefillah B'Tzibur, the shots, everybody daven, now the shots are saying it over again. What's that got to do with anything? The answer is like this. The answer is Tesfos introduced a new concept. He says that Dover, there's a Machayev of Devar Shebikdusha. But what is the Machayev of Davar Shebikdusha? Is it just to say Kedusha? Tesfos says no. Tesfos says it's Matir the Brachos as a vehicle of the Kedusha. If you have a Machayev in Kedusha, so the Brachos themselves, it's Matir the Brachos as a vehicle of Davar Shebikdusha. You see? If you say that only the person that didn't say Yotzer is allowed to get up and say Yotzer, fine. What you're saying is, I have to say Yotzer over HaChashach anyways. I'm Meil Oretz. I have to say that anyways, right? So I could say it, and everybody's listening to me, and it's born out of Davar Shebikdusha. But to say that somebody else should say it, who said it already, how can he say it? What's the answer? The answer is when you have 10 people, Shalom, Kitshuas Hashem, Bifra Paras Yisrael, it's Matir, the very Birkas Yotzer. So Matir for the, if there's one that wasn't the Kaddish Hashem, it's Matir for the Birkas Yotzer as a vehicle of Kedusha. When you're not saying Birchas Yotzer for Yotzer, you're saying Birchas Yotzer because of the Kedusha Shabbat. Mnei Kedusha Shabbat. What does it mean? It means it's a vehicle of Kedusha. And it's Mati, the entire Birchas, a vehicle of Kedusha. Tesh says, what's the proof? Very simple proof, he says. We all daven Shmoneh Esrei. So we're all Yetzer. Now, one person gets up as a shatz. What right does he have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei? He has the Shmoneh Esrei already. What's the answer? The answer is the Machayev is Kedusha. But Kedusha is Matir, the whole Shmoneh Esrei, as a vehicle of Kedusha. That's his right. So Taisa says that's the case when you have 10 people together. And when you have 10 people together and one wasn't Mispalo, the whole Tzibur is Machayev and Kedusha. Because one segment is missing Kedusha, Hashem is a Machayev, it's Matir, the whole Yetzer Or. And it doesn't matter who says it. He could say it. Of course, he has to have a mind to be Yetzer, he might say it. But he could say it. Anybody could say it. That's Taisa's conclusion. But then Taisa says, finally, that was a Ben Thompson movie, or the Ria, I forget what it was. Then Taisa says, but maybe from there is not a Raya. Why? Taisa says, interestingly, he says, because if, what's the shots going to do? The shots, what's the shots' alternative? He should say it out loud, and everybody should say it quietly with him. He says they might not keep time with him. So what does Taisa mean by that? He means, since it's a matir, Taisa says, since it's a matir, it's matir the bracha, a matir has to be when you're pressed, when you have no choice. So therefore, by Shmon Esrei, you're pressed, you have no choice. So it's matir the Shmon Esrei as a vehicle, you see. But by Yotzer, oh, you're not pressed, let the person who didn't say it, he wasn't it, so let him say it. See, that's Taisus. That's really the pshat in Taisus. And Taisus holds that the only heter chazos shatz is because ain't a bikini. He doesn't hold as a special takana of a tefillah satzibur regardless. Taisus ties it to the bikini. So he says, "Bizman is it is bikini." So what's the matir? So according to Taisus, every morning when we say over Shmoneh Esrei, what's the matir? Kedusha. And the last point that we started off with v'ata kisro lachem sashir azos. This actually blown before. V'ata kisro sashir azos. Why does it say Torah? It means a Torah. It's the mitzvah seder, right? The Torah. So why is it really that the Torah calls it Shira? What's the answer why I call it Shira? The answer is because what do we say Shira is? Shira really is Kiddush Hashem. That's what Shira is. It's Kiddush Shema Agadah. Kiddush Hashem Rina, right? So what the halacha is, what the pasuk is saying is one thing. Torah sheyesh bo Shira. What does it mean? It means the Torah which itself is Mekadesh Hashem. It's the ultimate Kiddush Hashem is Torah. Torah represents the ultimate Kiddush Hashem. So the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, the Kol Echad Mi Yisrael, Kol Echad Mitzvah, Kol Echad the Echad Mi Yisrael, Lichtov Sefer Torah. It says, Kisva Lachem is a Shira Zos. What does it show you? It wants to tell you something halachically. Shira Zos means that it's a Kiyum in Kiddush Shema Gol. That Kol Echad Echad Mi Yisrael should write the Torah as a Kiyum. It's a Kiyum in Shira. Shira is a key in Kiddush Shema Agadah. That's why the pasuk uses the term Shira Zos. Okay. We just wanted to add why it is that the Mandamar, when Mandamar holds it, as long as you have the appearance of Asara, appearance of 10, that's good. So since we said that the 10 is the halachic representation of the kingdom of Kiddush and Olaf Kal Yisrael, it's merely a representation of Klal Yisrael. It has the appearance of Asara, so it's good enough. We don't pass in a way, but according to that man, no. Question was raised, why don't you use the Pasuk in Shira's Dvorah, Pasuk Tess? We be l'chokike Yisrael and esnazvim ba'am baruch hu Hashem. See, actually, it's two different psukim. It's an interesting thing, they're two different psukim. The Froah pros be Israel means when the Jews don't do it, when the Jews fail to be Mekadesh Hashem. See, that's the first pasuk. That's how it starts off. The Froah pros be Israel. What is it? It speaks about the Machayev, the obligating factor that a person has to create a Kiddush Hashem. See, that's the Froah pros be Israel. The Snadevam Baruch Hashem. So there you're talking about the Machayev, the Farah Paras. That's the first pasuk. Libi l'choke Yisrael m'snadvim b'am Baruch Hashem is the Kiddush Hashem that takes place through Chachmei Yisrael. Through Chachmei Yisrael. So you see, there are two, really explains very well what we're saying. Because we're saying that the whole idea of Kiddush Hashem means where everything is following the pattern that is supposed to. So there are two different levels. You have the level of the that's before Paras Yisrael. The whole the is a whole. And then you have the separate dimension of Chachmei Yisrael that create the Kiddush Hashem. That's the specific of Kiddush Hashem, are they Talmud Torah, are they Chachmei.
So it's really two different aspects. The ultimate, of course, is through Chochmah. Befroa Pros is referring to the whole klal. That's why they use the pasuk of Befroa Pros and not Libi L'Chokmah Yisrael. Because Libi L'Chokmah Yisrael is a different Kiddush Hashem. The Kiddush Hashem of Chochmah Yisrael. But the Machayah for saying Kiddushah is the total picture of the Am. That's Befroa Pros B'Yisrael.